Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this morning's meditation and application to our daily faith life is found recorded in the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verses 4 through 6. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going, and how can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So far, sermon text. In Christ Jesus, our only way from this veil of tears to the glorious joy of our heavenly home above, dear fellow redeemed. Ever been on the wrong road, the wrong highway? Today with GPS, it's a lot harder to get lost. But it still happens sometimes. You think you're going in the right direction and you realize, ooh, I'm on the wrong road or going the wrong way. I remember one of my sons was coming back from ILC for one of the first times to Saginaw. And you get around Lansing, it's a little bit confusing. You start going around the west and it's Highway 96 and 69 together. You get to the north and suddenly 69, 96 split. He couldn't remember which of the two was the one he should go, and so all of a sudden he found out the sign said Grand Rapids ahead. He had taken 96 to the west rather than 69 to the east. Ever been to Chicago? Seen the Chicago Loop? Roads going every which way? 4 or 5 levels high? If you look down from above, it looks like there's a mass of confusion. No rhyme or reason to anything. But if you're on the right road, going the right way, it's not confusing at all. Well, this morning Jesus says to all those who are looking for the way, I am the way, the truth, and the life. But what is the way, and what is the place to which that way leads? That was the question that Thomas and the disciples also had. Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, after he had instituted the Lord's Supper, spent some time afterwards praising God, but also instructing and comforting and strengthening his disciples and preparing them for his death. He said that night, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. And these are the words that we heard this last Thursday in our Ascension service. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And then he spoke the first verse of our sermon text this morning, which is verse 4 of John 14. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. Now, one would think that after more than 3 years of being with Jesus, hearing him day in and day out, the disciples would have understood what he was talking about. They would have known. But they didn't. They thought he was talking about a real place and a real road or a real way to that place. But Jesus is not talking about some mansion with many rooms in Jerusalem or Capernaum or some real road or some way to get that place. He's talking about heaven, the home of his heavenly Father, which is large enough for all people. Unfortunately, even at this late date, the night before Jesus was going to be crucified, the disciples, still in their spiritual blindness, didn't realize that Jesus' kingdom was not of this earth. They were still looking for an earthly kingdom, an earthly king who would rule on this earth, rule in Israel over that nation and people. But since Jesus was speaking about a spiritual place, there's no physical way or physical road that can get to that place. What does that mean? That means there's no man-made way to get from earth to heaven. It means every single human way of thinking. That I'm going to heaven by being good. I'm going to heaven by obeying the commandments. I'm going to heaven by giving my offerings. I'm going to heaven by saying my prayers. I'm going to heaven by coming to church. I'm going to heaven by being really, really nice and giving and sharing and sacrificing myself for others. All those ways lead nowhere but to eternal damnation and hell. To get from this life to the next life is entirely impossible for ourselves to do. It's like coming to the shore of the ocean and wanting to get to the other side of this ocean, the other shore on the other side, by ourselves. We can't fly over it. We can't swim that far. Can't walk on water. Any way we try, without a boat, we'd fail. But we can get from life to life only through Jesus. This story of the little boy who jumped in a car with his dad who was taking him to his baseball practice. He got to the practice field and the boy looked out and said, "Oh, Dad, today we have practice at the field where we play the games." And the father said, "Well, why didn't you tell me we were going the wrong way?" And the boy said, "I didn't know this was the wrong way." That's what we're like as children too. We get in the car and let mom and dad take us where we're going. They're always going the right way. We don't know the way to go as little children. This little boy didn't know his father was going the wrong way to the practice field. So also we trust Jesus too as his children. Jesus says, "I'm the way. You don't know the way. You can't get there by yourself. Trust in me because I'm the way to eternal life." We as believers need to be reminded of this over and over again so that we don't think that we're saved by a religious system. That is, we're saved by belonging to a Christian congregation. Or we're saved by saying our prayers. Or being in church. We're not saved by a system. We're saved by a person. By the God-man. So the question isn't, is my name on the membership list of a congregation? Do I have my certificate of my confirmation from this Lutheran church? Have I given enough money to church that God is pleased with me? Now the question is, do I believe that Jesus Christ lived and died for me? Do I believe that God sent his Son into this world to take my sins away, pay for my punishment and my guilt, and give me freely the gift of eternal life? Have I been led to repent of my sins and look alone to Jesus? Do I believe that when I die, I will go to heaven because Jesus raised from the dead and is there preparing a place for me? Even as the children of Israel found that there was only one way to get to the Red Sea from the enemy army of the Egyptians coming after them, and that was the one way parting when God parted the sea. So also we know there's only one way to get to heaven, even with this sinful world and evil angels and Satan coming after us, and that's through Jesus' death as he parts death for us and to follow him. And the last line of our text this morning is one that many people today in our politically correct society would probably rip out of their Bibles. Jesus said, "No one comes to the Father except through me." What Jesus is saying there is, the way of the Buddhists is wrong. The way of the Mohammedans is wrong. The way of the Jews is wrong. The way of the Hindus is wrong. The way of the Hare Krishna is wrong. The way of any other religion that thinks there's any other way to everlasting life is wrong because I'm the only way. God the Father sent his Son to come into this world to take mankind's place, to do what we could not do, to to live that perfect life of obedient love which we could not live. And then God the Father took his son and condemned his own son and then raised him from the dead to assure all of us of a resurrection to everlasting life. Therefore, there is no other way to the Father but through Jesus. But we wouldn't know that way had it not been for the truth. And Jesus is truth. Jesus tells us in John 17:17, sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. And Jesus is the word. In our first scripture reading this morning, in Hebrews, we're told that Jesus entered the most holy place and sacrificed himself, shed his blood for us as a payment for our sins. That is truth. The Apostle John wrote, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance, that Christ Jesus came to the world to save sinners. That is truth. Jesus said, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. That is truth. John writes, but if anyone does sin, we have one who speaks to the Father in our defense, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. That is truth. And again, the Apostle Paul wrote, for God did not appoint us to wrath, but to attain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us. That is truth. This truth not only creates faith in our hearts, leads our eyes to see the only way to heaven, but also gives us a strength to walk according to that way and strengthens and keeps us in that faith. We don't come to the Father by being like Jesus. We come to the Father by and through Jesus. By clinging to, by relying upon his perfect life, his death, his resurrection, his promises to all of us. Jesus also says in our text this morning that he is the life. Because Jesus is the life, death could not hold him. He conquered death, rose from the dead to live forevermore. He has earned life for us, has given it to us through his truth. We read Jesus' words in John 3. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Jesus is the way to everlasting life. Jesus is the truth that leads us to know that way. And Jesus is the life that leads us through death to the mansions above. If there is another way, if there's another way to pass from death to life, from eternal damnation and eternal suffering to eternal joy and happiness, from separation from God to being in front of God, then Jesus means nothing to us. We may as well discard Jesus and all of his teachings, not care about his perfect life, his death, his resurrection, if there's another way. But he who is the truth says, there is no other way. He who is the truth says, I am the only way. What a contrast to the popular belief today that the worship of any and every God leads to life. The worship of any and every religion leads to life. They all just get there with different paths. Jesus, the truth, says, There is no other path. There is no other way. The way to heaven is exclusive. That means there's only one. It excludes every other way. But the way to heaven is also inclusive. That means it includes everybody. For Jesus died for the sins of the whole world. May these words be impressed upon our hearts as we walk through this life hand in hand with our Savior Jesus, who is the way, who is the truth that leads us to that way, and who is our life. Amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding will keep our hearts and minds centered in our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.